Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649.
All right, so you ready to do this thing?
Ready as I'm going to be.
Okay. So I was thinking about songs. You know how you just like to listen to songs and you're just singing along, but yeah.
You listen to the music.
Right. Are you really listening to the words to the song? So there was this old song. As a matter of fact, it was by Grace Jones.
Yeah. Love me some Grace Jones.
A pussy like this? Staring you smack in your face? No man can turn down this pussy.
Yeah, and it was called
Pussy.
Right. It was a
Boomerang.
Boomerang. Oh my goodness, the oldest thing. But the song's called Pull Up to the Bumper.
Pull up to the bumper, baby.
Pull up to my bumper, baby. In your big black limousine.
Is it long black?
It's long black. Okay. Yeah. Pull up to my bumper, baby. In your long black limousine. Pull up to my bumper, baby. And drive it in between.
Yes.
Pull up. To it, don't drive through it, back it up twice. Now that fits nice.
Hey.
So, you know, you would think she was talking about driving a limousine.
Right. Yeah.
No, girl, she ain't talking about anal. Like, oh my gosh,
she's talking about butt sex.
Like, oh, God. And I had been singing that song,
oh, loud and proud. I love to my bumper, baby. That song was the shit, though.
Right?
It was.
Yeah, I should not have listened to those, but actually listened to the words.
When we think about the lyrics then and the lyrics now, our songs were somewhat saying the same thing, but not in such a crash way.
Well, of course.
Crash way. But, you know, so she's like subliminally telling you to, you know, let's do anal. But now they'll just say, I'm going to throw my in your ass, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. Put your legs up over your head and spin around. So I have to respect those older ones that did it in such a way. But it's funny, though, as I was looking for different songs like this, and I couldn't think of a lot more. And, you know, AI is everything now, right? Oh, girl, I put that thing in the AI. It's like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. I found a few.
Because I know they're trying to do things to keep people from doing, you know, a whole bunch of crazy stuff. But I think that's like song lyrics with sexual innuendos.
Ooh.
And it's got the nerve. AI got to be clutching
her. Oh, my God. Well, your AI is a mirror image of you.
Maybe that's what it is.
I found like some of the more recent ones, which I know are more mainstream and people are talking about it more. But one of my favorites is Watermelon Sugar. By Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Because I know even when you listen to the song, you know he's not actually talking about watermelon sugar. And they went back and forth. He wouldn't say at first, you know, what the song was actually about. But eventually he told a crowd that it was about the female orgasm. It was actually Entertainment Weekly that he said it was about the female orgasm. Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Right? Vagina.
And you just told me recently that if you eat strawberries, it's like,
oh, I'm telling you,
but Harry.
Girl, don't play with me because Harry can get it. Harry can get it.
He wrote that song about you.
He sure did. Harry can get it.
Strawberry vagina.
My strawberry and pineapple vagina. Mm-hmm. No, Harry can get it, though. Don't front. Okay. Even though his toes are jacked. But I do love me some Harry Styles
toes. Now, I was looking for older songs because, like I said, they were more subliminal.
Mm-hmm.
So another one I came across was Yummy, Yummy, Yummy by Ohio Express. Now, it sounds like a kid's song. I should have started out with, I'm not a singer. My mom did not
pay for singing lessons. Nor am I, but we are quick to sing a song.
My mom did not pay for singing lessons, so just bear with me. But it sounds like a kid's song. It's like, it goes, yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
I
feel like a lovely. Love you such a sweet thing, good enough to eat. And that's just what I'm gonna do.
Is that what you're talking about?
Oh my goodness, these people were just talking it up back then.
Listen.
But I didn't know.
And again, the music was dope without saying outright.
And you know, and I respect that. I like
absolutely.
I'd like to go back to that. Because they got me blushing now with all this, like, oh my.
I can't even bless your hearts for those of you who are into this music these days. Number one, I don't call it hip hop. Mm-hmm. I'm from an era where we had Eric B and Rakim and the Public Enemy and the Big Daddy Canes, and I can go on for days. You know what I mean? The Run DMCs, like the real lyricists. I don't know what this stuff is now. I think it's more about the beat and a catchy hook because, you know, like we said earlier, that's what gets you into a song. It's kind of like eating with your eyes. You initially hear for a beat. You're not listening for lyrics. So, but this stuff now, there are times when I'm in the car with the girls, I got to turn it off.
Yeah.
Even on the radio, it's too much to listen to.
I know. It's crazy out there.
Can't.
Yeah, sometimes I'll, you know, bobbing along to a song and then I actually start hearing it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I want to like this song.
But damn, that beat is catchy. In the car at a red light, just getting it.
Yes.
Another one that I came across that I never actually knew the meaning of, I Shot the Sheriff by Bob Marley.
I Shot the Sheriff.
Please do tell.
So, I mean, obviously the lyrics are, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. But he's not actually talking about shooting, you know, a police officer. Although there has been talk whether or not there was some truth behind the lyrics, but he came out to say that he's actually talking about violence against law enforcement. So kind of apropos to what's going on now, you know, the song could be played over and over now. But in a 1975 interview, he's saying that it's more like I shot wickedness, that it's not really a sheriff. It's the elements of wickedness. So the elements of the song is that people have been, you know, judging you and you can't stand it anymore and you explode. You just kind of blow up and explode.
Never got that out of it.
But nor did I. But there is also rumor his ex-girlfriend, his chick at the time, Esther Anderson, she says that the song is about birth control.
The world.
Right. She's saying that he's he believes that birth control is like super bad, you know, anti-Semitic, like you shouldn't take the birth control. So some of the words were him talking to a doctor, saying like, every time I plant the seed, you want to kill the seed.
Oh, wow.
So I guess you could listen to it and hear it both ways. I don't know this chick, so I don't know her to believe her or not believe her, but I'd like to believe him more because it came right from his mouth that it's talking more political as opposed to, you know, the birth control. Maybe just in that one sentence he might have been addressing the doctor, but I thought that was pretty interesting. Like, I knew it had something to do with obviously shooting, you know, not necessarily pulling out a gun and physically shooting someone. I knew it was a metaphor for something else, but just kind of hearing it from his words, you know, that it was actually
thinking like her words, shoot the semen. Is that what they call? So I don't know.
Right. Shoot. Right.
Go listen to that song.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely do that. I think that her version of it wasn't necessarily, you get what you want from a song. Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe. But the passage that she's talking about is where he says, Sheriff John Brown always hated me. For what? I don't know. Every time I plant a seed, he said, kill it before it grow. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what she's talking about.
Like you said,
shooting the semen and the eggs, you know, being fertilized. And now you want to kill that, plant my seed. You know how guys always do it, plant my seed. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Wow. I believe her. Now, actually, when I first started thinking about that, I called hidden messages and songs, I was always on these stalker songs. That's what I had a collection of. So
stalker songs.
You listen to these songs and they sound really good, but again, when you stop to listen to it, because I like a nice sultry beat.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I had in my list of stalker songs was In My Mind by Heather Headley.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know if I can remember the tune for that one. Should I try it or should I just
entertain us all? Yeah, entertain us all. We can't even play it.
Right. But I can sing it, right?
We can play like what, a snippet? We just can't play like the whole song.
Let's see. I'm not going to do it. I'll try another one of mine. Okay. Imagine seeing him on the town holding another hand. She's staring me down, so I figured he told her who I am. But don't matter either way what they do or say, because ain't nothing changed. He's standing with her, but his soul is still calling my name. In my mind, I'll always be his lady. In my mind, I'll always be his girl. But he's with somebody else. Right. Look at you up and down. So, he probably told her you was a little bit, a little touched. That's why she's looking at you like that. But she's like, it don't matter what you do or say, because ain't nothing changed. No, she's like, because I'm always going to be his chick. You just got him for a little while.
So I was like, What was the song? Is it Fantasia? I'm going totally left again. Fantasia, where she's like, you can send me the voicemail. I'm just going to text you.
Oh, what gosh, is that? I don't know that one.
Somebody will tell me, or it'll come to me as we're talking, but yeah.
But yeah, so there's another one. Jennifer Hudson.
That's it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get
that. Well, it's not I'm telling you, but it is a Jennifer Hudson. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she might have some stalker in her.
Effie, Curtis was supposed to
love me. Curtis was supposed to love me.
Cause like, okay, and I am telling you.
Oh yes.
I'm not going. You're the best man I ever know.
Get it, girl. Get it.
There's no way I can ever go.
No
way. There's no way I'm living without you. I'm not living without you.
Did you do the thing?
Yes,
I'm not living without you.
I don't want to be free. I'm staying. And you, you're going to love me.
I think we hit our 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay, but I think that's scary, too. You're going to love me.
Oh, you're going to love
me. You're going to love me. I ain't going nowhere.
Which that's me, and when you look in the mirror and you see a shadow in the back, that's me.
But it sounds, the beat is so nice and sultry.
Yeah, it makes you want to sway, and then you listen to it and you start looking sideways
like she is coming after you.
Talk to me, baby. Converse with me now.
So, what's on your mind? Does life crack you up like it cracks us up? We want to hear about it.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
What you got?
You know, another one that I didn't know the meaning of until I started poking around. Ah, no pun intended. Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
Okay, give it to me.
My poker face, poker. You know what I'm talking about? I wish I knew it like better. I know it like if it starts playing, I can sing along. But she's actually talking about her bisexuality. Yeah, she's talking about when she was making love to a guy that she was dating a long time ago. I like how she says a long, long time ago, because if she was talking about Kelly Severide from Chicago Fire, me and her was going to have a problem, because that's my boo. That is my boo. I love me some Kelly Severide. I can't think of his real name, but anyone who knows Chicago Fire, you know who I'm talking about. He got the salt and pepper hair, even though he's mad young. He's got those slinky eyes. Oh, he is so fine. But yeah. So she was saying that every time she made love to him, she was thinking about chicks. She was thinking about women.
So she had to keep the poker face. Wow.
My poker face.
Interesting.
Yeah. So she had to make him think that all her orgasms and such were about him.
Well, I hope you don't hear her song.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt his feelings.
Yeah. She said she just didn't want him to figure it out because she felt so bad. But then she was like, she don't really care anymore. At that point, I guess who cares, right? And if he realized it, like, man,
that was me.
I remember all those times she was super duper excited and I knew I wasn't putting my all into it.
Poor thing. Poor Tay.
My poker face, my poker face.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a dope song, though. When I hear it, girl, I sing all along. But right now, it's just not the lyrics.
I know, that's how it goes.
What you got?
Another in my stalker collection. But this is obvious.
I'm detecting a theme here.
Well, you know,
I kind of sort of, you know, these are one of those times that I wish I knew you back in the day. Because I believe that you were singing these songs loud and proud once you figured out what they were saying.
But mixtapes. And I was sending to them.
Remember when we used to do that back in the day? Did you ever send one of your man a mixtape?
I did.
Really?
I did.
I used to do that. There's a song by Albie Shore called Natalie.
Please tell me what it's gonna be.
So I would make the tape. I would start it with that Albie Shore song Natalie, and then I would end it with the Albie Shore song Natalie.
I'd like to know if you're free tonight. If so, Natalie.
Now, were any of these songs in the middle of the
tour? Yeah, there were songs.
No, I mean, like these songs.
No, I don't think so. But you know what? Not for nothing. Like, thinking back on it, I'm sure, because again, back then, I wasn't listening to the lyrics behind the hidden messages. I was listening to the songs because
I'm going to put a note out there to the dudes who got songs from Natalie.
Listen to those again if you happen to still have them.
Yeah, find the 8-track. I mean, not the 8-track.
Not the 8. You just aged me? Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Could you record? You can record my 8-track.
I don't even remember. I have vivid memories of 8-track.
But
I don't think
you
can record
them. So, no, this was a cassette tape.
Yes, they were cassette tapes.
Kids, ask your parents.
Yeah, so my kids, I'll show you one day.
So, the next one I had, obvious, by Police. The Police? Every Breath You Take.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
That is so obvious.
Yeah.
That is so obvious.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take,
I'll be watching you. Girl, I thought it was every, wait.
Every single day.
No, nigga, I got
girl,
it.
Girl, I don't know where you're at.
It's right here. Every single day, every word you say, every game you play. Every night you stay.
Then he calms down. Just to show you how damn crazy I really am.
Can't you see? You belong to me. My poor heart aches with every step you take.
Oh, I love me some Police. Mm. I do.
It says every move you make, every vow you
every
break.
Every vow you break.
Every smile you fake. Every claim you stake,
I'll be watching.
Because I love you, girl. Because I love you.
I was just going to say, why do you sound like a 70s black exploitation movie?
Every move you make, every sound you dance, turkey.
I'll be watching you.
Right? And it's like, and that's like, people thought that was okay to sing those songs.
In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Give it to me.
First of all, can I say, okay, so that drum solo, right? You know, the do 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 do.
I can't,
you know what I'm talking about?
Not really, because
stop it.
I mean, I listen to a lot of different things. You gotta hold that.
Okay, so
I do like some Phil.
In the heat of the night, Lord Jesus, boy, you just aged me with the 8-tracks, and now I'm talking, which I still watch.
I know,
love me some Chief Gillespie.
I remember.
But In the Air Tonight with Phil Collins. So that drum solo is iconic. Right? It's like...
Because I've heard it other places.
Yeah. Like, so I was watching Jimmy Fallon one night, and they were doing the song, and Questlove, who is like one of the dopest percussionists, but when he played that part, he did it with one drum. I mean, with one drumstick. He wasn't like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Now, I imagine like a Travis Barker would perform that to the fullest, you know, like twirling in the air. For those of you who don't know, Travis Barker is not just a Kardashian husband. He is super dope. But when I watched Questlove do it, it took the oomph out of it for me because he was just like do 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 do. It sounded the same. It looked right. You know, so I still love the song and that part. I wait for it every time, and when it comes on, I'm always like,
I can do it.
Like I'm dope like that. But what he's actually talking about, it was questioned for years. Like nobody ever really knew. Some people thought it was about this guy who let somebody drown. So there was a story that this man was watching as a man drowned, but he didn't bother to jump in and help him. Then there was another story that Phil Collins and some friends or whatever were on a boat or something, and a guy was drowning, and he actually saw somebody not jump in and save the person. He couldn't get to him. And then it was also rumored from that same story that Phil Collins invited that guy to a show and sat him in the front row and then sang this song. You know, I can feel it coming in the air tonight, and I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Can you feel it coming in the air tonight? Well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend, but you don't know who I am. So that was the rumor. However, good old Phil Collins came on the Jimmy Fallon show and told him the song was actually about a divorce. Never knew that. So I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. How come you can't sing a song without snapping? Like, can you, you do that?
No. I can't sing, but I don't snap on the beat. And I have a card, a black card. Like a jerk.
Yes.
I can't snap and tap at the same time. But no, you're talking about Big Daddy Kane. We were watching something just the other night, a Tiny Desk.
Tiny Desk series?
Yeah.
So dope.
I think Big Daddy Kane was on there, but it's funny because, you know, that they have the musicians
right,
with them.
Right.
And I was laughing. I was like, you cannot do an instrument without moving your head.
Right,
it's impossible. Like everybody is up there just bobbing their head. So
yeah, those Tiny Desk series so dope.
Yeah, I was really engrossed in that.
Yeah, have you seen the Charlie Wilson and the Usher?
No.
Those are really good. So I heard just today, it's funny, I was just talking to Corey about it. Jasmine Sullivan, Juvenile, which I can't wait to see. And there was somebody else he told me, but you just told me Big Daddy Kane. So
yeah, I
didn't check
really
for that.
Because, you know, my hubby, he watched the TV. I just sit next to him. And that's what he was watching. So I saw it.
Yeah,
but I might
go
and look for some of those because I'm not really big into music. But, I mean, like watching stuff like that. But it was good. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting there like, ooh, maybe I can learn how to play an instrument.
It gives you some right. incentive, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
But then you talk about how good they are. It's like, you know, I don't know if you ever read that book by Malcolm Gladwell, The Outliers.
And
it's talking about in order to
is there
divorce.
Murder and mayhem?
No. It talked about people who are outliers who are better than the rest. And he was talking about how they have to spend like 10,000 hours on their craft. And exactly, that's what I was like, I don't know, I'm going to 10,000. I was like, what can I get in 10 hours? How can I be with 10 hours?
Can I play Mary Had a
Little Lamb? Exactly.
That's where my daughter's starting out. That's where they started out on her violin.
They just started plucking.
Well, I messed up. They started plucking.
That is actually my favorite instrument to listen to. But I had to ask the Google people, like, what's the hardest instrument? And it was at the top of the list, so I had to go down. So I'm thinking I might try a keyboard.
It came out on Hulu. Remind me before this is over, because I really do want to plug that. I need for people, if you haven't watched it, to watch it.
What about music?
Yes, it's about it's a black guy violin from way back in the day.
Chevalier is a beautiful biopic about the first recorded black composer.
Hold on, I'm gonna look it up right now.
Well, while you're looking,
yes,
my next song, and this I love it, Fugees. Ready or not?
Ready or not, here we come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly.
Ready or not, here I come.
You can't hide.
I'm gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. I'm gonna find you and make you want me. Dagnabbit.
So right now we're gonna take a break. And you can like, share, follow, and subscribe.
You don't have a choice in the matter,
who
sir.
You are not.
You know love. Yes. Don't you know who I am?
That's right.
It's Chevalier. Chevalier on Hulu. First of all, I never my best friend, I'm gonna shout you out, Danny. Danny is a history buff. Like anything history. I kid you not. Like it's amazing. It is truly amazing. But she sent me, and I think she put it on her Facebook too, like, I've been waiting for this to come out, and thank you, know, I'm so glad it's out. So her husband actually texted me as well, because I was like, okay, writer's strike is still going on. I need something to really, you know, engross. So he was like, have you watched Chevalier? So I said, I have not. Yo, it is so good. So it's a story about a Black violinist from way, 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 way back when they still had to wear the wigs and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
My honey was watching that.
Yes.
Yes. I have not watched it.
Have to watch that.
Okay.
Have to watch that.
I did see a snippet. I think it was probably like the very beginning when he was getting into the school or something.
Yeah, his white dad dropped him off and was like, here, he's got a talent. Take him.
Right.
And, you know, took him from his Black mom. So it's about him growing up in France, this Black kid, the only Black kid.
Yeah.
But he's so talented that they can't, like, say you can't be here or whatever. Like, so at one point, you just got to watch it. I don't want to give anything. I hate when people do that. Tell me too much information.
I think he had a white wig, though. Didn't he have a white wig? Because they had to wear the wigs.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. It was way back in the day when they were still wearing the wigs. But the talent, and then the way things happened, people kind of sort of, like, you know, just forgot about him. He got into it with the queen, and he was kind of buried, you know, his musical talent, he was kind of buried. And now people are starting to dig into his history, and you have to watch it. Like, okay. It's so good.
I'll put it on my list.
It's so good.
We'll see what happens.
The obvious one, Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it.
Can't feel my face when I'm all off.
Yeah, no, when I'm with
when
you.
When I'm with you. But I love it. Yeah. So.
So you did a research on stuff. I just.
Well, no. I mean, yeah, because I, you know, I wanted to know, like, what the hell. But he hasn't really confirmed what the song is about. But it's theorized that it's about cocaine. So he has a past
history with drug use.
Girl, see, that's why you're my yin.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, yeah,
yeah.
Or maybe it's Botox.
It very well could be. It very well could be. But yeah, where he's talking about, you know, you're going to be the death of me, and I mean, it makes sense that it very well could be.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's never actually confirmed it, but it's believed that he's talking about drug use. I think when you listen to it, because you immediately start thinking about he's talking about a chick, he's talking about a woman or a significant other. But when you listen to it and you know he has a history with drugs, and if you have any experience with that drug, you can kind of piece it together. Really, you don't even need to have the experience to know, but or to think it. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, especially for people maybe who've had it.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, it's he's talking about, you know, how being and it's gonna be the death of him one day.
Yeah,
and
that makes
perfect sense.
It does. And that's another thing too, when I was watching the Tiny Desk thing and listening to some of the words that the people were saying, it's that creativity, because I wish I handle my words like that, because you know, if I could make my story into something, I've always wanted to do spoken word, and I just feel I don't have the flow yet, because I've done some poetry, but all my stuff rhymes. And this is like, I would like for it to not rhyme. I want to flow it, not rhyme it. And but again, that's what actually my husband and I were talking about, that 10,000 hours. She's like, you have to write every day. I was like, every day?
Every day.
See, that's the problem. I don't put enough energy into these things.
You want to know what's funny? As we're sitting here talking about not putting enough energy, and every time we talk about 10,000 hours, we both like screw up our face, right? So we were in the store the other day, and my daughter, well, it was two instances, actually. We were in Target, and she wanted this big keyboard thing. And I was like, honey, I bought you a guitar. You have a violin, neither of which you play as much as you should. So I'm like encouraging her, like, you got to put time in. You have to dedicate hours to that, as I sit here and screw up my face at the thought of it. But last night we went down to the oceanfront to listen to a Nirvana cover band because my daughter, my oldest daughter, is infatuated with Kurt Cobain, which again, I introduced her to, but she won't admit it. But they had a nice little guitar riff that the guy was doing, and my youngest was like, that's gonna be me one day. And I said, absolutely can be you if you put the work in.
Yeah.
I said, he didn't just learn, you know, he didn't just start playing like that, honey. Like, you actually have to put the work in. So again, as I sit here and screw up my face at the concept of putting 10,000 hours.
And you know, and it's what, maybe 5 to 7 years? Because I remember thinking about that about 7 years ago. And I was like, oh, I don't have time. I got other stuff I can be doing. And now I look back, like, you know, that time passed anyway.
Yep.
And what did
exactly.
I do? Yeah.
Exactly. And you start thinking back to all the time you could have put in when you were doing something that wasn't as important.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think it was a story about, like, the Beatles. And they were talking about how, like, they started out really young and they would play any club, just, you know, any. And
comedians do the same thing.
They said somebody was saying something to one of, like, a drummer, I don't know who, and it's like, y'all wish I could be like you. And it's like, well, I would like to be like you. And it's like, no, you're not willing to put in what I put in to do this.
Right.
And I was like, point taken. I am not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I will continue my little rhymes and see what happens.
Yeah. That can't feel my face. Like I said, I think that was an obvious one. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb and she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. Mm-hmm. Gotta love the play on words.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You gotta love the play on words. Yeah.
I'm gonna start working. I am.
Yeah.
I got 10,000 hours left in me. So I like to go back with some of the older songs, and like some of them, again, they're so romantic, but it's about cheating. So Luther Ingram. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. So I know you know that one. It's an old one.
Loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Yeah.
Yeah. If being right means being without you, I'd rather live wrong doing life. Your mama and daddy say it's a shame. It's a downright disgrace. But as long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. So it's loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. And then it says, am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you, knowing I got a wife and two little kids sitting on me too?
See?
Am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Yes, sir. The answer to those questions is
right.
Yes. You know, like he can't help himself. It's like, am I wrong?
You are, sir.
Absolutely.
1,000,000,000%, sir. And you're shitty for trying to bring me into it.
Horrible.
But you know,
that's
just what I was going to say. Like, that was considered something you want to dance slow to. Hook up with somebody
with. I'll leave you going to my wife and kids in a minute. While I'm with you. I know
girl, it's all about you in these 20 minutes.
Right.
20 minutes. Well, what they don't know won't hurt him.
Right. I'm like, oh, he loves me. He loves me.
He gonna get her 6 roses.
Oh, gosh.
6 roses, and the other 12 is gonna, the other 6 is gonna go to the wife.
Oh my gosh. So yes, if you stumble upon those 12 roses, don't count on getting all of them. Just let you know.
They're not all for you. And it's funny that you chose that song, because my next one is Peace of My Love by Guy. You can get a piece of my love.
Mm. You can have a piece of my love. Hey. It's waiting for you.
Wait, why?
Exactly, because the rest of him is going to his lady.
No.
So you can have a piece of my love. It's waiting for you. Girl, it's true. You can have a baby. You can't have all of me. Because I'm not totally free. Because I'm not totally free. You know, are you with me? There's a few things in my past that should not be explained. Yes. So I'm asking you, baby, be with me for a little while. Please hush. No questions asked. Lay back and relax. I do love you, girl. It's true. Now kick off your shoes. Let your pretty hair down. This we hear now, baby. I'm giving you a piece of me, but you can't have all of me. That's because he got a chick at home. But what he's basically saying is, you can get this D.
Right? That's it.
You can get this piece. That's the piece that you can get. We can make, I can make a baby with it. Yeah. So that's right in line with what you were saying about that song. You got all this going on at home, but you're willing to give up a piece of you.
Just a piece.
To give to me.
Just a piece.
Although, if you're just going to sing to me, I'll take the D, because God was dope. God was dope. No questions asked. I'm going to lay back and relax, girl. I'm going to take off my shoes, let my pretty sexy hair down. It's happening now, baby. Give me a piece of your love.
Well, you know what I have to say about that? Enough is enough.
That's right, girl.
Jasmine Sullivan said, I bust the windows out your car.
Where are my crazy hoes at? Make sure you're...
Bust the windows out your car. That was my shit too.
I said, no, it didn't mend my broken heart. It's probably always gonna have those ugly scars. But right now, I don't care about that part. I bust the windows out your car.
Listen, sometimes shit gotta get there.
Exactly.
Yep.
So
and that's what you get.
Piece. Let me tell you what you do with that piece.
That's what you get. That's what you get. Another one along that lines, Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't get that one.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a beach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause you can't shoot whiskey. You don't know that one?
No, I do not.
And I dug my key into the side of his pretty little suit, the four-wheel drive.
Oh.
Carved my name into his leather seat.
Oh, no. Gosh, no.
I took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights, slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats.
Oh. Yo,
Carrie Underwood killed it along with Jasmine Sullivan. I would love for the two of them to team up and make a female anthem, like somehow combine the two.
But one thing they left out, let's see. Well, she busted the windows out of the car. I remember one time somebody told me that if you really want to mess up the car, you have to get the back windshield. You know why?
Why?
It's more expensive because it has a defrost system in it.
Ooh.
So less
mental note.
Yes.
What about the sugar in the gas tank?
Well, I don't know about that. Oh my gosh. So one time I was at the place where mom used to live, and I was waiting for her one morning, and I'm sitting there in the car. It was street parking. So I'm sitting there, and there's a car parked in front of her. And somebody pulls up beside that car. This chick jumps out, proceeds to poke a hole in all four tires to drive off.
Hey, Carrie Underwood said it. Slash a hole in all. Don't just do one.
Right.
It's easy to replace one. Have to replace all four of the joints. Yep.
And she just drove off.
Yep.
It's like,
did you tell on her?
No. I'm gonna come back and get me.
You stood in solidarity with that woman. I've been cheating on, girl.
Girl, enough time for show. But I have to say, I've never been bold enough to do something like that.
Nor have I.
Yeah, like the dude who was cheating on me, who got his car keyed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. I didn't do it, because I probably would have felt bad and paid for it when we got back together.
Yeah.
But somebody's like, no. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yes, it is.
It's crazy. You know, another song that kind of, I mean, if you really listen to the lyrics, you know what this song is about. Like, there's no way you don't know. Sometimes you kind of think that, wait, is he just being metaphoric, or is, you know, is like he actually saying what I think he's saying? Too Close by Next. Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited.
Yeah.
You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now. Yeah, come on, dance for me, baby. Ha-ha. That's when it first comes on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wonder. You feel that. All right, come on, don't stop now. You done did it. And then it starts, baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited. Oh, how I like, I'm losing the melody, but I try, but I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close. Plus it's real, real slow. You're making it hard for me. All the songs on you requested. You're dancing like you're naked. Boo, it's almost like we're sexing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, girl, I like it. You know, I can't deny it. You know the song.
Yeah.
So, girl, I can get into a song.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that, no, that is my song. Like, I can literally play that song back in my head, and I remember specific instances where I was dancing with a dude. And, like, when you hear it and you're dancing to it, you have no choice but to grind. Because the song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, last week, whenever it was, you know, I have no concept of time. But my daughter and I were in the car, and we were pulling into the driveway, backing in, because that's the only way to park, for those of you. Yeah. So, right when I was backing in, the song came on.
Really?
So, I hurried up and threw it in park and turned the song up. And I'm watching her, and she's dancing, and she's singing. So, I turned it down. And I said, do you know what this song is about? And she's like, what do you mean? I said, just listen to the lyrics. I turned it back up, and she's listening, and I see her. I can see the wheels turning.
Sure.
And then she looks over at me. I said, yeah, he's talking about his penis.
Yeah.
I said, he's talking about having an erection.
Yeah,
she was like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to hear this anymore. I had to laugh, because in my mind, I was like, don't front. You're going to go in your room, and you're going to play this song and listen to it and call your friends. Like, did y'all realize? But yeah, that is my joint. Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited.
Yeah, you're all up on the dance floor. He just, control yourself, young man.
Hey. He said, I can't deny it, but you know I can tell. I know you can tell I'm excited. She said, step back, you're dancing kind of close.
Yeah,
I feel a little poke coming through. And you. Yeah, that's my joint.
Oh, my gosh. So I said I wanted some older songs, but I didn't know I was going to go back so old. Like, I didn't know Carrie Underwood, because she's a country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I found something by Loretta Lynn.
It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can. Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
So Loretta, this is way back.
Coal miner's daughter?
Yeah. Oh, Loretta Lynn says, you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Oh,
I said, you come to tell me something, you say I ought to know that he ain't going to love me anymore and I'll have to let him go. You think you're going to take him? Oh, but I don't think you can, because you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Okay.
Women like you come a dime a dozen. You can buy him anywhere. But for you to get to him, I have to move over. And I'm going to stand right here.
Let's go, Loretta.
It'll be over my dead body.
What?
So get out while you can, because you ain't going to take
my
man.
Well, I'll tell you what. She can talk that shit back then. Say that shit now, because one of these chicks will actually take you out.
Right.
Talk that shit now.
But you know what? For real, though, that's what I told my husband, because you know I watch all that Running Up Kids.
Snap.
I was like,
snap.
Not cheat on me, because
mm-hmm.
when people find out what I got, ooh, I'm going to have to cut that part.
Just remember, I got your back. Just let me know what's
happening.
Right,
that's what happens. And people are like, oh, it's just going to be, you know, for play, and I'm not going to get emotionally attached. You might not, but they will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they will take your mate out,
mm-hmm.
and you really didn't like your mate.
Right.
So just don't do that.
Just don't do
don't
it.
Don't do it.
That's why I'm telling you, snapped.
Yes.
That's my ish. Like, snapped is my ish.
Because people, oh, that was another one, too, about playing with people's feelings. It's like, don't you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you do it. Let's see.
Remember Jolene one. By Dolly Parton?
Jolene. You know, Jolene, I saw that, and Jolene, I was wondering too, but I didn't go deep into Jolene. It. What was that one? Because, like I said, I'm begging you,
please don't take my man. And that was, she said that was based on a true story. Something about her husband working at a bank or something, and some chick who was digging him. Although it's hard to believe that Dolly Parton, like, she's always been pretty. Like, who was prettier than Dolly Parton in the white world back then?
But does that matter? I mean, like...
No, I'm just saying, the lyrics, right, though, like, she's talking about, you know, your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath. She's talking about the chick. I mean, I don't know what she's talking about.
She has been pretty, but, you know, does she feel she was that pretty?
She obviously, that's what I'm saying. Right, so, she obviously didn't. Right. In my mind, looking on the from the outside looking in, I'm like, wow, you were threatened at some point. But then you think about the Beyoncés and the Halle Berrys. They've been cheated on. Yeah. And they're gorgeous. Yeah. They're beautiful.
That's what I meant when I said it doesn't matter. It's like, yeah, because no matter how beautiful you are,
right, someone,
you know, they could, because they're stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about the extra.
It's not about the beauty.
Yeah. So let's see. This is what I was thinking of. It's Human Lead. The Human Lead, Don't You Want Me.
Don't you want me, baby?
And the dude starts,
Don't You Want Me.
Right. Yeah. So he starts out, you were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. Yeah. I picked you out. I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into something new. Now, 5 years later, you've got the world at your feet. Success has been so easy for you. But don't forget, it's me who put you where you are now. Mm. And I can put you back down too, he says. Yes, don't you want me?
I can take you out.
Right? You know I can't believe it.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. And then she comes back.
Yeah, she did. I didn't get that part.
That much like, is true.
Right, but I could have done that without you.
Was that right? Yeah.
He was like, yeah, don't you want me after all I did for you? You know, and I was like, oh, he says, you think you changed your mind, you better change it back, or we'll both be sorry.
Or we will both be sorry. Don't you want me, baby? And she's like, I was working as a waitress at a cocktail bar. That much is true.
Right?
Yeah.
I stepped my game up. But see, he thinks because he made her, he said, I can break it too. So I can put you back down too. Like, sir.
Crazy. Deranged.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh, I love Patsy Cline. That was one of my favorite, album of Crazy. Did you ever see that movie? With her and it was Jessica Lange. That's how much she embodied Patsy Cline. Like, I literally just said it was her, it was Jessica Lange and Ed Harris. They did, is the name of it?
Ed Harris. I know who that is, but I don't think I see it. But I get snippets of stuff that I've heard before. So I don't know.
I can sing that whole.
I don't even know any more of it. That's
Sweet Dreams. It was called Sweet Dreams.
No,
Oh my gosh, it's the story of Patsy Cline. How she died was so tragic. Do you know how she died?
No.
She was in an airplane and they crashed into a mountain.
Oh wow!
Yes, crazy. Now I want to hear the whole CD. I'm gonna play it when I go. Did I say CD? I said CD.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you get music now? I don't know.
Streaming? Yeah, okay. Streaming. Which sucks because the artists don't get the money.
I know.
That,
it's like, how do they make money now?
Yeah, that's why when you go to buy vinyl, like some albums, like, it's crazy. I was at when we went to
the
Black
Eyed Peas,
which there's another one coming up by the time this airs. Yeah, it will already have happened, but which unfortunately I won't be able to make because I'll be out of town. But
I will too. I'll be at Lancaster Library in Kilimanjaro. I don't know
where you're going to be.
Somewhere in Virginia with my book. So I will not be able to make it either. I will be out with Wally's Dream. You can find that on Amazon.
Love that book.
As you were saying before, so I interrupted.
I don't know where I was going.
You will not be able to make it to Blackhead.
Yes, I won't be able to.
You bought vinyl.
Oh, yeah. So there was, and I'm still going to get this album, but it was pricier than I was prepared for in the moment, but it's because they didn't press as many. So, you know, to get one is like somewhat of a rare commodity, but if you stream it, you know what I mean? You can stream it all day, every day. So, yeah.
But you can also get vinyl at the thrift store.
Yeah, definitely.
Remember the time when I made that, it was a... baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted me to do a disco theme.
Yes.
And yeah, so I bought
vinyl. As a matter of fact, that it was a hip hop theme. And it was for the same couple.
That's the Black Ass Brunch. Yeah. So I used the vinyl to make a cupcake holder.
I think we can say their name because Dion also has a platform that I would love for people to listen to, Black Parenting.
Yeah.
Dion Chavis.
Black Parenting. It's called Black Parenting something or another. We better get that right.
Yeah, we're going to have to edit this out.
Yeah, we got to fix that.
Sound like that.
We got to fix that.
But yeah, Dion Chavis, Showtime.
Yes, Showtime. Excellent time at that Black Ass Brunch. I wish I could make that next
time. Gosh, they also have, every now and again, they have the Black Love Brunches, which, even as a single female, I attended those because it's not just about being coupled and booed up. It's just they had a panel of people in different stages of their relationships. And they were talking, they were answering questions. But I love the events that the Chavis put on because they are truly, truly learning experience, but fun. You know what I'm saying? Like you get something from it. The food is always good. Yeah, I love those events.
Yeah, so definitely check out Black People Parenting.
Yes.
That's the group that they have.
Yeah, Dion Chavis Showtime. It is. Yeah.
So what I've learned from this today is that these songs out there, listen to these lyrics or not.
If you want to continue to love it or before it gets canceled. Yeah. Right. Listen to it. Remember, you know where I'm going.
You going?
It's cold outside.
Yes. Oh my God.
I wish they listen. I get what people were saying. Like, I get it. However, that wasn't the intent of the song. So for people to turn that into that now, because, you know, the whole Me Too, which, in the culture that we're in right now. But don't ruin that song. And thank you, John Legend. And who did he redo? Was it just, it was him and somebody else. John Legend and Kelly Clarkson?
Don't
kill me. But they remade it and they changed some of the lyrics around. Okay. Please leave that song alone. That song was super, super dope.
I knew where you were going.
Yes, and they parodied. They did a parody of that on SNL.
Of course they would.
Yeah. So yeah, the moral of the story is every song that you listen to that has a dope beat may have a hidden message in there. Take some time to listen to it.
Yeah.
Look at the lyrics online or something. Yes. Yeah. There's got to be some that you all know about that obviously we didn't mention because this was not all encompassing. But we would love to hear what you find so that we can kind of chat about it later on. Circle back.
Yeah, circle back.
All right, y'all. Have a blessed day. What's up, party people? This is the point in time where we need you to like, share, follow, and subscribe.